Radio, and we are at the top of the hour. Just want to give a quick shout-out to StarseedEnergyRadio.com or now StarseedRadio.com, either address, to check out the latest news and updates. Also, try to follow the Twitter feed on there, also our Facebook page. And now we have the new StarseedInternational.org, so check that one out. Haven't talked too much about it because we're still working on a lot of the different aspects of it, but in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have some really amazing announcements coming up. So with that, let's jump to our next guests. We have Dr. Kent Mezplay, who has come on the show regularly over the last year, has talked about some amazing, very important topics. And like we said at the beginning of the year, 2013 is about sustainability and the solutions to a lot of the world problems and ways to live better. And Ken Mezplay has brought many, many different methods and also his own experiences for many people like the indigenous people around the planet that live in this, what we call harmony with the planet and a better way of living. So with that, his website is mezplay.org. And as always, Ken, thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to be back on your show, Jonah. Sustainability is such an important thing. Traditional people, of course, didn't view it as something separate. For them, it was just, and is just, living in harmony with the earth in a connected manner that they intend to continue doing. I'm going to talk tonight a little about unifying the tribes. Sometimes a challenge to come up with one topic, but that's really what I'm about and what my life mission is. And I'm thinking, of course, about Native Americans. I'm here in the U.S., and I have Blackfoot ancestry as well as European ancestry, and I grew up in a rainforest close to Native people, so I see value in these traditional ways of life. The last time I was on your show, I talked about how I was with the Nenets in northwestern Siberia on the Yamal Peninsula.
Amazing experience.
And the thing is that in the same way that here in the United States, traditional indigenous people have had to contend with and negotiate as best they can with the United States government, in other parts of the world, such as on the Yamal, which is a semi-autonomous region, the traditional people there also have to contend with and live with their equivalent of the U.S. government, which for them is the Russian government, with Gazprom doing drilling for natural gas. What's happening is the traditional way of life is affected. But one image comes to my mind, and this is why I'm talking about it and why it's important to kind of step back and look at all Native people who live close to the earth and, you know, kind of look at them in the same way. And that image is that when I stayed in the Chum, in the teepee, the local Native guests use firewood to warm the teepee, or, you know, to try to. If it's 50 below, it doesn't get very warm inside. So that wood is a resource that they have to pay for. They have to travel to cut, to gather, and it's rather difficult when they're way out in the tundra to get that firewood. But they're sitting on top of an enormous natural gas reserve that is being tapped by Gazprom and that is being exported for use elsewhere. So when Edward Twitchell, Ted, one of your earlier guests, spoke a little bit about treaties, and with treaties in general, which are an agreement between, here in the United States with Native Americans, between tribal people and an overseeing government.
Ken, hold on right there. I don't mean to cut you off, but we got to just cut to commercial break real quickly, and we'll jump right back into the treaties and how important they are. So hang on right there, and we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Neomed meditation cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo meditation cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and I want to thank a caller out there who recommended a Sir David Andrew. Check out Sir David Andrew, called in. And we're talking with Kent Mesplay about sustainability and resilience. And Kent, before we went to commercial break, you were talking about the importance of these treaties, just like Edward Twitchell Hall, Ted was talking about making sure these are kept up and respected. And your big thing and what your mission is to unite the tribes is one of your main missions of things you're doing. So let's just continue back into the importance of these treaties you were speaking of.
Right. Thanks, Donna. Yeah, if we look at a need that tribal people have in common, the needs are pretty much the same as the rest of us have. Food, of course, and place to live, et cetera. One thing I was getting to before the break is that energy is something that's critical. What I was getting at is that in Siberia, where the native people are, even though they sit on this wealth of natural gas that is being used and being, you know, taken by others, they really don't benefit directly from that. Rather, the ground is torn up, which makes it difficult for the reindeer to migrate, and there are other problematic issues. I haven't worked out the details on this, but as I've studied these different problems that native people have, one important thing comes to mind, and that is that the wealthier surrounding society needs to be better at not taking and needs to learn to give. A pejorative term for white people in Lakotas, Lasichu, which basically means takes the best part, or, you know, pig, grabber, someone who really is rude. And it would mean so much to people to be given what, relatively speaking, in terms of what's being extracted in terms of resources, given very little that they could use that would help them in a great way. So for the Nenets, I foresee in the future that instead of having firewood, which, of course, you know, the smoke backs up in the pichons, the teepees, and it's actually a fairly dirty way to cook, but it would be better if they could use natural gas. So we were talking about treaties, but it's important for a treaty to be meaningful. And one way to put meaning into these, into these agreements, they're not just old agreements, but they're new agreements that are having to be done, and old ones that are revisited. One important feature that ought to be included into these agreements is that the tribal people basically have, I would call it either free energy or a greatly reduced access to energy. So when you have in Africa people who are scooping up gasoline from pipeline ruptures, and where you have Nenets who are using firewood where they're so close to natural gas, and where you have Native Americans in the Southwest. I was on the Laguna Pueblo last year, and I met a woman who repeatedly was having difficulty paying her energy bill. So in the Southwest, there's an abundance of sunlight, and it would be, you know, beneficial to Native people to have solar power for lighting and for their other needs.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and so this, you know, we really can't wait for the governments. We can't wait for the U.S. government to do the right thing.
I agree, absolutely.
And so we really need an international organization that has the authority to enforce treaties, to look out for the good of those who have so little, who have everything, including their land, taken from them, and to go about, for example, seeing to it that Native people have title to their land so that they can't be removed from it. That's huge. And of course, having energy available to them as part of this agreement by the outside force. So this is something that would make a big difference in people's lives, because often the indigenous people are having a hard enough time surviving on their own without these additional incursions. So regarding being sustainable, food, and food really is the best medicine, that too, getting back and touching base here and talking about tribes in the U.S., with problems with alcoholism, et cetera. Really the best way to good health is through detoxifying and through good nutrition. And I've just seen such problems with obesity among tribal people here in the U.S. That's something that tribes could take better control of themselves, to have more community gardens. But it, with something like energy, that's really where it's up to those who are outside the tribal boundaries to be generous and to give, to not take so much. And I'm heartened when I see what's happening with Avaz, which means the voice, A-V-A-A-Z. They stand up for tribal people. I've been talking about the rights of traditional people in a political setting since I first started running for president in 2004 with the Green Party. And I've always tribal issues as number three or number four of why I'm running. And I have yet to announce publicly in terms of projects that I'm working on. I'm working up to coming out and announcing publicly, but it won't be an announcement that I'm running for president, which I am. I think voting Green in 2016. 2016 is going to be huge for the Green Party. But really, what I'll come to talk about is is how important it is to have an organization that will help with unifying the tribes, that will have the authority to stand up for them. And we can do this. We are doing this. This really is my life work. And in terms of what I'm doing locally, I'm with an organization that I helped co-found, Future Dawning Enterprises, and we're meeting before a group of potential investors at the end of the month, investors who are considering buying land in San Diego County, and we'll have a research center on it that will, among other things, help with problems of obesity and alcoholism and other health issues, wellness issues within the tribes. Here in San Diego County, we have the highest number of First Nations people, the separate reservations within the continental United States. People don't tend to think of San Diego as being that way, but there's great diversity here in terms of culture and in terms of plant and animal life. It's really a rich region. So that's another thing that I'm working on, is getting this research center together. I wanted to mention, back to the treaties, that it almost doesn't matter what's on a treaty, and that's the attitude that the United States government has taken. They basically disregard these legal documents. And what comes to mind really as one of the stronger examples of how we need this independent organization to stand up for people who have treaties that aren't being upheld is that former President Andrew Jackson openly defied the rule of the Supreme Court when he disallowed the Cherokee from remaining in their homeland territory within what is now the state of Georgia. He was in open defiance. The highest court of law said no, the Cherokee have a right to stay, they will stay, they must stay, and he said no, you know, good luck, you know, let them try to enforce that. And that's the kind of attitude that we see internationally. I know that the Maasai are under threat because the ruler of their surrounding country is pandering to wealthy Arabic nations who want to send in sort of anti-eco-tourists to kill big game animals, and the Maasai are being displaced over basically a cruel sport that's just for fun, and that is just the antithesis of everything they traditionally stand for. So this really is an international phenomenon, the problems that Native people are besieged with, and it's up to you and up to me and up to our callers to continue to press forward for standing up for tribal people and their rights. So even as we speak, the Nenets are being colonized into reservations. There have been a lot of extra buildings that were built, homes that were built, and the Russian government is hoping and is basically trying to force the Nenets into living a more sedentary way of life, such as has happened here with First Nations people getting herded onto reservations. But many aren't going for it. Fully 50% of the people are actually opting for their traditional nomadic lifestyle. And so, I wanted to mention these issues because...
Absolutely.
Yeah, and for... You know, we ask, well, what does this have in common with...
Well, Ken, before we jump into that, we have a commercial break right now, so just hold it right there. Let's jump to the commercial, and we'll jump right back into it when we get back, and we'll have another five-minute segment. So here's some more DJ Apogee. We'll be right back after these messages. The Kent Mess Play.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
So many amazing things, and I just want to point out one thing. Maybe you could talk about this. You talk about how you're bridging the different Native Americans together and the importance of it. And just yesterday, just to tell a little experience in my life, Akta, who's a spokesperson, a Mayan walker, on his way to Washington, D.C. next week, came to town, and he wanted to meet with the Cherokee out here, the Eastern Band. So we set up a meeting with the chief out there, Michelle Hicks of the Eastern Band of Cherokee, and him. And it was amazing when they met. I was honored to be there and see the two of them share their cultures and talk about how the Cherokee once were in 8 states, and now they're down to like 9,500 people and the Walk of Tears. And they shared those stories with each other. It was amazing to see that culture bridging. And that's what's so important is about sharing information. What Akta wanted to share with him was some Mayan technology that they use to stabilize their energy field, and it was amazing. It was great, and luckily I was able to film it. I'm going to post it soon on YouTube so people could see this amazing historic meeting that went down. But talk about a little bit of the importance of this as you're doing your work, and maybe you could talk about some of the tribes that you have helped bridge together to speak as well.
Yeah, thanks, Jonah, for mentioning that. And here we're in what I think of as year one on the Mayan calendar, which I think is just starting up again. I have to tell you that the Hopi have a special place that's near and dear to my heart. So in terms of bridging cultural gaps and working toward getting different tribes to communicate better with each other, I feel more comfortable in mentioning the Navajo, the Diné, and the Hopi. The Hopi reservation is surrounded by the Navajo reservation. Hundreds of years ago, the people were enemies. My understanding is the Hopi largely stayed to themselves, but there were occasional incursions by not just the Navajo, but other tribes as well. But for the most part, they get along. It's the U.S. government and its agents that really inflame the situation. If tribes are left to work out their own differences, they can usually do so quite well. Indeed, that's the basis of our own government that came out of the Iroquois Confederacy. So that's it. I don't have a large project that's in order, but I'm in close contact with an extended Navajo family, and I recently heard back from them. Also, I do want to mention that, I really want to underline something that
sure.
Even in Mein Kampf, Hitler complimented the United States regarding the technique of genocide. He saw it as something effective, and he actually used that. And is this really how we want to be known as a nation? Of course not. It would be better for us to be known as a people who corrected our grandfather's mistake. And a way to do that is to stand up for tribal people right now, to listen to what they say. My teachings involve, and I've started to talk about this, but my traditional teachings have to do with security issues, with helping people reconnect to the land that they're on, as we've never really had to before, because we're at a time of transition from the world being in one form to being in another. So most of your listeners are educated enough and attuned enough to know that this is a very special time to be alive. And if I'm going to wrap up on any one topic, it would be that so much of what Western society is about has to do with taking, with consuming, with using up, with taking land, with taking ideas, with taking corn, with taking other plants, and then manipulating that genetically, artificially, basically to try to get larger plants. So if you switch that, which we have to do, we really need to become more a society, not just of thanksgiving, but of giving back. And that's think hard for people to get their mind around, because we tend to think in terms of improving our material wealth here, but it would mean so much to people who have so little. For example, with cell phones, those who can't afford cell phones who are living in remote areas actually need them. I heard someone joke on the radio that there are, I think, about a billion more people on the planet who have cell phones but don't have toilets. And you think, well, of course you're going to have a toilet before you have a cell phone. And the commentator was aghast at how someone could have a cell phone and not have a toilet. And I thought, well, I was in Mongolia. There are no toilets. You go outside, use a restroom. This was a few years ago. I was in Siberia, same thing. But there, for communicating, it's really important to know if someone's going to make it out to a remote area or if they're potentially dying out there and freezing to death. So cell phones are important, but rather than think in terms of having such people need to come up with the funds to purchase, and I mentioned energy before, so communication's another topic. To purchase cell phones, there ought to be a way that we can send our used and hopefully lightly used cell phones so we don't even have to buy them. There's a program for the military, but it has to do with recycling those phones.
Well,
and
Kev, we're out of time this time, but thank you again for coming on the show. As always, sharing great information. Check out mesplay.org. We'll have you back on soon. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks. Great to be here. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Zidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Starseed Energy Radio with Joe Gold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul. Ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken, the time is now. Check out starseedenergyradio.com.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. And now we are going live on the scene to Brian Barnes, a Starseed correspondent at covering the Bloom series. So it's going to be a little loud. We're going to try to connect. They're in a club right now. So is the station connected to Brian? Is he on? Let's see if he's on. All right, the station is trying to get him back. They had him on. And we have a couple, I guess, a couple DJs and visual artists that are there that Brian is with right now. So the station's going to call him back because we lost him. But just to give a little background real quick on the Bloom series, what it is, it's a four-part documentary series offering a glimpse into the culture of transformational conscious gatherings, and it highlights their place in transforming modern society into one that truly reflects a world that is created by hearts of the people. As part of our continuing commitment to exploring all the ways that we can co-create this world we live in, we invite you to take a look into the mysterious world of transformational conscious gatherings and festivals. And that's some of the stuff we've been talking about on the show. So here, I think we got someone finally live. Let's patch him through. And, who's live with us? Yes, who are we talking to this evening?
This is Brian Barnes, live here at the Metrosphere. How are you?
I'm doing great. So tell us, how's the movie preview? How was the response?
Oh man, it was gorgeous. We had a phenomenal situation here. Just everyone came together and really just the vibe, the energy has been so strong. I mean, you can hear some of the crowd around me right now, and I'm as far as away as I can get without, so you guys can actually still hear me here. But
yeah,
I actually have a disco here. And he is been DJing since 93, I believe. So he's the forefront of a lot of electronic music that has really brought a lot of energy to a lot of the young folks that are in the area.
Excellent. Let's get Disco on the air and
Disco
see how
it's right here. Hang on one sec here. Disco.
Hey, how's it going, brother?
Hey, we got Disco live on the air. It's going great. How you doing?
I'm doing really well, man. It's good to talk to you.
Excellent. Tell us about how you've seen electronic music transform over the last 10, 15 years.
Oh, man, it's been, you know, I've seen scenes come and go, man, but the energy that I'm seeing brought to the electronic music scene right now, it has only been paralleled by when everything first started going in the mid-90s. I mean, I haven't seen it go this strong since back then.
I know for myself in the mid-90s going to raves, I got the first downloads, and that was when the information was dropped. In the last 3-5 years, you've seen it come together. Talk about some of these gatherings and festivals you've been to, these conscious gatherings.
Yeah, absolutely. I just got back from playing a festival here in town, here in the region called Burn Neon. It was at the Catawba Campground. It's probably the largest electronic music fest in North Carolina right now. I think there was probably about 850, close to 1,000 people out there. It was a beautiful, beautiful weekend, man. All family, all heads, just everybody coming together for the love of the music and just blowing down for the weekend. Next up, I've got Lurch Fest coming up at Kuykendall Falls, and then 2 weeks after that, I've got the Sagittarius Full Moon Gathering coming up at the same location, Kuykendall Falls. It's an outdoor venue that we love out here. And then after that, I think I'll be playing Weird Bass at Pelham, Tennessee, out near where Bonnaroo happens. So I'm really looking forward to this festival season, man. Things are really kicking off.
And talk about a little bit about the electronic music and the vibration of it. Why is it so transformational? What is going on with the music, the actual tones and the pitches of it?
Absolutely. Well, you know, what I see going on right now is that it's starting to bring everybody into the sphere. Like, it used to be this whole, like, underground, you know what I'm saying? And, like, we were a niche, you know? But now it's like, I'm seeing all the college kids coming out. I'm seeing all the, like, bros coming out. I'm seeing everybody coming out. And regardless of what their intention is when they come out, the music turns them on, you know? And so that's really what I'm seeing, is that, like, all these people from various diverse backgrounds being brought together by the music and being turned on to a new vibration, you know, and it's really starting to bring things up, man.
And talk about a little bit about the genre. What type of style of electronic music do you usually spin?
Well, right now I'm playing festival trap, man. That's what's really getting the crowds moving. I've got a big sound and a big following, and it's getting people moving, man. Festival trap is my sound right now.
Festival trap as a new genre on me. There's so many different genres.
You can hear what I do at DISC-OH.com. It's DISC-O.com. You can link up to my Facebook and my SoundCloud and everything from that website.
Excellent. That's what's up. Well, I know we got some more people that want to come on the air. Is Brian back, or who we got next?
I've got Pneumatic standing here next to me, man. This is a kid who I saw first play here New Year's Eve about 2 years ago. I think he was 16 at the time. This kid blew my mind, and he's still blowing minds every single time he drops it. I'm going to go ahead and hand the phone over to him right now. This is Pneumatic, and this is Disco out. I love you guys.
All right. Thanks for coming on the air.
Hey, Jonah.
Hey, how's it going, Scott, bro? How's everything?
Phenomenal. I got Pneumatic right here, 17-year-old phenomenon. I want you to talk to him real fast and see what his vibe is.
Pneumatic.
Pneumatic.
Excellent. Let's get him on the air.
M-A-T-I-K. Hang on one sec. Here is Pneumatic.
Greetings. Is this Jonah?
Yes, hey Pneumatic, how you doing? Thanks for coming on the air.
Yeah. Thanks to you too. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I know that it was an awesome movie preview tonight, but tell us, how was the vibe for you? What did you think about the movie preview?
Yeah, the movie preview was pretty excellent, actually. It's really
I was impressed with it. It really captured this emerging culture that we all are a part of. And I think to see it visually, even as somebody who's starting to become a part of it, it's still, it really is a nice reflection. It's great to see. Some serious potent shots and stuff as well, too. I almost was in tears a little bit at some of the insights they brought up. It's beautiful.
Excellent. And now you're a younger, the new generation, the new wave of the Indigos and the star seeds that are here. So tell us a little bit about, when did you first get into electronic music? What age were you, and when did you start DJing?
All right. Well, I've been blessed to have really nice parents who support me for who I am, and I started actually playing with electronic music. I'm not sure if you've heard of Intrinsic, but it's just a friend of mine, Jesse. He used to live in my basement. We rented out the apartment to him, but he hop on vinyl. And since like maybe 8 years old, I saw that. I'm like, oh wow,
nice.
This is beautiful, manipulating sound, and just there's something about it that intrigued me. So I guess I just sure to follow that since a pretty young age, and I started getting into analog synthesis, you know, especially it was easy because Moog is based here in Asheville, so that was, it was fun. I played theremin for a while. I built my own theremin from a kit. I learned about the different synthesizers. I worked with the Voyagers and the Fatties and such, and then when I was about 12 or 13, I started getting into production with Ableton, and
nice.
Been playing with that for about 5 years now. And yeah, I'm just, the deeper and the longer I play with it, the more intricate it becomes, and just every day it unfurls to reveal new parameters to be manipulated, and new, just deeper and deeper into the sound. It's great.
That's what's up. You're making your own tracks, making the beats. At such a young age, you've got so much more to learn and to go and grow with the industry and how things have transformed. And I'm just sure in the last 5 years, you've seen such a transformation. Tell us a little bit about the movie itself. What do you think about The Bloom, the importance of these gatherings?
Well, the way I feel about it is transformational festivals are the cutting edge culturally in this time that we live in. I'm sure a lot of people experience stagnancy in their daily routines because we walk around so detached from our true self and the one that we are simply extensions of. So this is something that's just bringing us back together as one in celebration of our oneness. And this is beautiful. Yeah, celebration is really important, I think, for people. You can say neurologically.
Sure.
It's just, some serious bass is getting dropped right now.
That's all good. You can feel the energy, and that's what we're doing, is putting this energy out in the airwaves. And the transformational festivals are so important because of that. They bring that vibration. Talk a little bit about the style of music that you DJ.
Okay. Well, it's a little bit difficult to describe, but I would call it, I think of the music, it feels to me as just manipulating this vibration that permeates through all of us into, sonically tangible forms. It's like playing with the vibration, sculpting it. The style, I'd say, is really, it's slurpy, liquid, kind of tribal, crunk music is the way,
nice.
That's the way I could describe it. Yeah. Yes, I.
And you're how old now? 17 years old, so you've been about five years DJing since 12?
Yeah, pretty much.
And I know with others, the DJs, you just, like you said, you play with the vibration of it. And talk about the people you've seen out there DJing, the crowds. Have you seen it transform the people at the end of the night? Have you seen the crowd transform through your music?
Yes. Well, this is something I witness when I go to a show, too, sometimes, if it's a good show. A lot of people come into shows with this kind of uncertain energy. I'm sure you know what I mean. Just uncertain, maybe a little bit uncentered, like
swirling type vibes. And so the music really unifies people, brings them together, like I said, as one that we are. And a lot of people go through this shift, including myself. Like, tonight, just listening to music, it really creates a center point to the social mandala that we are acting as when we come to celebrate as a community. So it really gives everybody a focus point. Yeah. That's how I describe
That's what's
it.
Up. And how do you see the future of electronic music, and what do you think the new thing is? You know, dub's been blown up the last couple of years, and all different types of psy and goa and getting really big. And where do you see it going? Do you see it getting more 3D? I mean, what do you think cutting edge will be in the future?
I think at some point someone will encounter a combination, or excuse me, stumble upon a combination of frequencies, which could just like blast open some new dimension. I definitely think one might consider 5D rather than 3D. I mean, some of it at least, like people like Kalia, Sintala, Kamananda, those sorts of people are really just consistently and more just cutting into new realms, breaking down new boundaries in the sound. It's beautiful. I've seen many people, just thousands and thousands of people praying as one through the tribal stomping dance of electronic music, you know, that primal that it triggers.
Yeah, it's a big reminder of my favorite place that I like to call home, Black Rock City, for all the burners out there, Burning
yes.
Man. I mean, that is that's it right there. That's a society we could head to and implement,
yeah.
And that's what it's about. Living in a place with no money.
But I've certainly felt called to be part of that for sure, and I'm sure in the next couple years I can make it happen. I'm looking forward to the time when I can frolic in that. Certainly seems pretty magical.
That's what's up. And the Bloom series that's coming out, what do you think people's response is going to be to that? I mean, how is the response there tonight? Have you talked to other people?
I haven't spoken with too many people. I've heard some things. I think the way I think, I would say that it's a really great way to bridge the different communities, because I know sometimes it can be kind of divided between like the ones that are sentient and tapped in and participating in these transformational festivals and I'll say a little bit more evolved beings and the ones who still subscribe to the old paradigm of thought and routines and being. So I think the exposure of what these festivals really are to the people who subscribe to the old paradigm can really open some minds. Like, for instance, this is something I'd show to my grandparents who would, if I'm saying I'm going to a festival, they'd think, oh yeah, Woodstock or something. Bunch of hippies just doing drugs and getting busted by cops or something. So it's like, it's a really nice package and summary of what this emerging culture is that can be easily presented to people who aren't in the know.
That's what's up. And where can people find out more information about you and your music? Do you have SoundCloud, or give the listeners your information?
Yeah. My name is Summit Jaffe, and I play music under the name Pneumatic, which is spelled N-U-M-A-T-I-K. I have a SoundCloud. It's Pneumatic Recordings. There's a Facebook page for me as well. It's Pneumatic. The art and music of Summit Jaffe. I make some, you can consider a visionary art as well, just some different codes and archetypes that I guess I have the honor of putting onto paper. You know, it doesn't come from me, but I've been refining that outlet of creation. So yeah, Facebook and SoundCloud. N-U-M-A-T-I-K.
Okay.
Yes. And next up I have Apogee here.
That's what's up, but we gotta take a quick commercial. Yeah, thank you, right. Pneumatic. Tell Apogee to hold on, we gotta take a quick commercial break. So have him hold on, we gotta take a 3-minute commercial break. When we get back, we're gonna have Apogee live on the air. So just tell him to hold on for a minute.
What
and
up?
Here is some more DJ Apogee, and as soon as we get back, we'll jump into that. So hang on, listeners. We'll be right back with DJ Apogee.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're joined live on the air as Brian Barnes is at the downtown, live on location here in Asheville, North Carolina, live on the scene. And he's covering the Bloom series. And now we're joined by DJ Apogee, whose music we've been playing all night throughout the show. And with that, Apogee, thank you for coming on. How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, you there, DJ Apogee?
Yes, hello. How you doing, Starseed Radio?
Doing great, doing great. So tell us, how was the Bloom series? How is the vibe going on there tonight?
Oh, man, CyberOptics is killing it right now. He's got his sub-base going. Just, it's nice, and I've been super excited for him to come here. Been talking to him online, and he's one of my big inspirations for Dancer. I'm definitely happy he's here, and he's killing it right now.
And tell us about, like, the importance of what was going on tonight, which was the Bloom series, this documentary about transformational festivals. Talk a little bit about the importance of that, these transformational festivals.
To me, Transformational Festival is definitely a very important role in what's going on when it comes to being connected with your fellow humans and finding that, you know, home feeling when you're around all these people that are strangers. And to me, it's really, really easy to find, especially here in Asheville. There's a lot of people that are just very enthusiastic and on the same page when it comes to connectedness. And to me, honestly, that's what these transformational festivals are about, is being connected and connecting with your fellow humans that share the same interests as you and the same feelings as you on a daily basis, or even if it's just at that festival.
And these festivals like Burning Man and other ones, and, you know, even ones here in Asheville, Equinox and all, you know, all the ones out here that happen.
Transformers,
another one on an amazing property. That property is just beautiful. I've been there
a few times.
Absolutely
beautiful. Very beautiful.
It's transformational in itself. Talk a little bit about, like, these festivals that you can bring the whole family to, because it's about connecting with one another and living in an economy in a way, like gifting economy in a bartering way, and really just learning to live in coherence with each other. How have you seen the music transform as these festivals have been coming on the rise the last 3 to 5 years?
That's absolutely correct. I definitely think that the music is one of the things it's one of the main things that is bringing all these people together in this connected fashion. But also, I do think it's the whole awakening that's been going on, this whole shift that's been happening, that
yes.
People are starting to wake up and realize that maybe the world and the life that they're in, this reality, isn't the way that they thought it was, and that they need to change it. And I find that a lot of times at these festivals, when you bring somebody new that hasn't been there, it usually takes about a day or two. It's not the first day, and it's you know, usually takes about a, you know, you go to sleep, you wake up, and you walk around a little bit more, and then you start to get it. You start to understand what's going on. You start to see this trade happening instead of buying things, and money is no longer an option, and nobody's getting upset over, oh, well, this is worth more than this, and it's all on a level of, hey, I have this, you know, is that cool to you? You want to trade it? Cool, let's do it, you know, and I just think keeping money out of these festivals is definitely a big factor in it, because once you get money involved, it starts bringing in all the politics, and the government's allowed to come in and shut it down and say you're selling things illegally, not taxing it, all that stuff. So.
And DJ Apogee, where can people find out more information and hear your music?
They can go on Facebook. I know that's like one of the easiest ways to do it. If you type in Apogee or DJ Apogee, or if you just go www.facebook.com/DJ Apogee, that'll bring you right to my DJ page. And if you want to listen to my music, you can find it on there, but it's a lot easier to go to SoundCloud. Everyone should know what SoundCloud is. It's an awesome free music site. And you can go there, soundcloud.com/Apogee. What is that, like hyphen? Yeah, hyphen Orbic, O-R-B-I-C.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming on the air and being live at the Bloom Series downtown Asheville, North Carolina at the Metrosphere. DJ Apogee, have a good night, and here's some more of your fix.
Thank you very much, you guys.
With financial